Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, our live show, our interactive show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But don't forget about, we do have a 24-hour stream over at monstrousradio.com. You want to find more about the show, the people that we interview, anything else, the events, the parties, the DJs, how to book me, whatever it is, go over to monstrousradio.com. You can get all that information over there. But today is a special show, y'all. You know what it is. Usually we don't do show on Sundays. No, but today is a special show. We're doing an interview with the people from the reality show that premieres tonight on YouTube TV from Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect. We got Tristan and Chrissy. We got Derek tuning in here with us a little bit. They're already here, y'all. You know, some people don't come too late. They're here already. So what's good, Tristan? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, everybody? How everybody doing on this beautiful Sunday, well, evening? It feels great outside, so I hope everybody in a good, exciting mood like I am. And, you know, we're doing big things today.
Right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, bro, you ready to break down a little bit later what this show, this reality show you got going on, you know what I mean, before we get into the interview with Chrissy and Darius? Your cast members.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
I'm just excited. I can't wait. You know, tonight, 7 o'clock Central PM, 8 o'clock Eastern, I just can't wait for everybody to get to see what we've been working on over these past months. The summertime, we spent our whole summer filming Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. And tonight is actually a big episode. If I'm not mistaken, it's an hour show. Normally the shows run from like 30 to 20 minutes, but tonight is going to be an hour long. It's explosive. It is an argument, maybe a fight.
Okay, give away too much. Now, hold on, bro. Don't give away too much. We'll do all that coming up in just a bit. But we're going to say what's up to Miss Chrissy, seeing that she's here right now. How you doing, Miss Lady? Hello.
Hey, y'all, it's Chrissy Beauty.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, hey, I'm going to ask you to help me out with the Monstrous Radio weather report. We used to have a weatherman, but we used to pay him in food stamps, but he thinks he's too good to take him now. When I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. But why don't you tell us what's the weather like and where you at right now, Mama? Hello.
I think the weather is like 76 degrees. I just got done with a photo shoot, so it's nice and sunny, you know. I'm right now in the studio just looking at my picture. You know, I was photographed by Trey Photos. You can look him up on Instagram.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm sure going to look him up, but I'm going to send him a bill. It is what it is. That's advertisement. I'm messing with you, Mama. Put the plate away. I'm just messing with you. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into the show so we can get into this interview coming up. So, all right, sit back, relax on a Sunday night. We're going to get into this show. So, up first, let me see. What am I going to spin? I don't know, but I'm going to set the show right. So, check it out. We're going to do it like this up first. You are now listening to Monstrous Radio Live with E Monster on a Sunday night. Ooh, wee.
Yeah. Hi, yo. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So, check it out. This is for the band, Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? time inside. Relax your body, baby, and let the city set the vibe. It's 2 in the morning, mom, it's time to let go. And you know I got my beat game going, oh. I'm on the scene, eyes looking like some high beams. Your outfit is driving me crazy from the curves I've seen. This is your everything in one drink and one night. Take it to that place in life and kiss your body with this ice. Emonta, baby, don't need much time to set the vibe.
Down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss of a man of my day calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my head talking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Stop a good drama, I'm leaving in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juice, let go.
Somebody better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm off the chain, boy. I'm gon' buck wild. The whole squad's about to turn up. And everybody smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the clock and I'm feeling like Jock. And I'm telling you, niggas, it's going down. Patron in my cup with a bunch of bad bitches. Combination for niggas to go wild.
Dang.
I love this shit. No matter what you say, motherfucker, I'ma make it work. So catch a nigga heading to the wharf, riding on the two wheels from a nigga, better spread the word. Popping bottles all night, taking shots to the head, feel that usher in my chest, gotta let it burn. My mama always said that I need to slow down with this alcohol shit, guess I never learned. Tonight, I'ma set it off right. I'ma conduct the nigga, now watch me orchestrate. The way I move the whole damn crowd, it's like I got him in a trance, you know, the hocus pocus state. Let's work some, shawty, let me see you work. She put it on me like, bam, make the table jerk. Got my hands on her thigh, easing up a skirt. No panties on, shawty wanna get this work. The way I'm feeling, I'm ready to get up in it. So sorry, no pun intended when I tell you that I'm going berserk. How I feel is that first impression is everything. So ain't no slacking when I'm in it, pussy getting hurt. Bang, 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 make the pussy drip. Check the juices at La Mama, did a nigga dip. Tonight is still young, I'ma hit the strip. The definition of a boss, boo, don't trip.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my head talking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing on this.
Okay.
Top of the drama, I'm living
so
in the bottom of this.
Verse 2.
You niggas better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm light years ahead of your hoes right now.
Okay.
Crush your motherfuckers on sight like wow.
You
can stay jumping with that juicy sound.
Yeah.
I feel a nigga got the right to be cocked.
Got that right.
Off top, can't nobody here stop me. Sometimes it pays to have a hard head when the world throw blows.
I'm rocking.
I see you niggas didn't pick it up. I mean, I got a strong mind for the BS, bruh. Cause you can never keep a good man down. That's a fact. What you think we got the world on our toes for?
Yeah.
And at the same time, still living up.
Living
and
up.
Liquor on deck, gotta drink it
up.
My intuition is pointing me to the bitches, bruh. The endless possibilities are turning up.
Yeah.
I'm on my worst behavior.
Worst behavior.
Cause hell nah, motherfuckers never loved us. Starting March 5th in the middle with a dance club. Like we on a mission from tearing the club up. It's like a nigga stay charged like a battery.
Like
the way I'm feeling right now, think you can handle me. I done took way too many shots to become. Turning down's not a motherfucking option. Some niggas will never learn to be civilized. That's why they acting like bitches, giving them evil eyes.
Well,
hating on the next nigga getting paper,
right?
That's a kind of shit to kill a motherfucking vibe. But enough of that shit. It is what it is. Let it be what it be.
Let it be.
Now put your damn drinks in the air.
Put it on.
And just turn up for me.
Turn up.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss up from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent. All of my head talking all this shit. Three shots still puffing all this pip. Topic of the drama, I'm leaving in the bottom of
this. Turn up for me.
Bottles on bottles, they suspect it's a rap. 10 times in the club and they all on my lap. Smoking out loud so I know they can hear it. Niggas hanging, I be like a girl's good dog. I had her coming right here, bitch. And we drinking like fish. Smoking like a hippie. Them cops looking for a nigga, they can't hit me. And from my brother DJ, I know that it's not, you'll be out in a jiffy. Till then, I'ma get rich. Hold out trying like 50. And for now, I'ma take a shot for ya. Oh, I think I just went over my limit. Is that a blunt? Let me hit it. I'm a nigga hesitant. Cocaine in my brain. Man, I'm Charlie Sheen winning. Then we grinning at women and boyfriends. Stripping niggas pull up after the club. Like, baby, get it. And we brought it back to the crib. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy so vicious. Bitches.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent. All of my head talking all this shit. Three shots been puffing all this pip. Topic of the drama, I'ma leave it in the bottom of this.
Turn up for me.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's Juice G. He's out of the Twin Cities, but if I'm not mistaken, he got connections to Chi-Town. You dig? So, hey, make sure y'all take interest in all of the Chicago artists and all the surrounding areas. You know what I mean? Because, hey, everybody needs somebody to just get him a look. You never know. You might come across the next hot artist. But, hey, check it out, man. This line is over here filling up, so we might have to get into this interview just a little bit early. We're just waiting on Darius to get here. You dig? So, all right, let me drop this PSI, public service announcement, and then we're going to check in with Tristan and Christian and see if we want to start before he get here, or we're going to spend a couple more tracks until he get here. You dig? So, all right, check this out right quick. You feel me?
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning. Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection.
Damn, girl.
But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
So that's what's up, y'all. So, all right, I'm about to go over here and check in with Tristan and Chrissy. I just want to make sure everybody knows, hey, don't forget, when you're listening to the music, listen to it on your speakerphone. But when we start talking, take it off of your speakerphone in case we open up your line, ask you a question, or let you ask a question. then we'll get feedback if you're still on your speakerphone. So take it off speakerphone and, you know, use the phone directly to your ear. While you listen to music, it's best on speakerphone. But when we talk and open the line, it's best to have a direct, clear connection through your ear. So, all right, check it out. Let's go over here and check in with Tristan and Chrissy from Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect TV, the Chicago series. So what's up, y'all?
Unfortunately, we will not be having Darius in tonight. So
it's
just going to be.
Yes, we will. He's here right now. I just seen him.
Really?
You there, Darius?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh. Yep, there we go. Yeah, we thought we were going to have to send a little
great
pit bulls after you, bro. Come sneak
I was worried, too.
Okay, that was a good
it's
surprise
right,
because you just texted me and said you wasn't going to be on. I'm like, oh, shit, we missing
you know,
a
guest. I was having phone difficulties, so forgive me, everyone.
You must have
Darius. Darius is in the house. Hustle, Loyalty, Respect is in the house.
So that's
yes,
what's
I'm
up
here.
So, all right, man, let's just go ahead and get into it, you dig? So, all right, Tristan, tell me a little bit about the show, you dig, and what you kind of expect to get out of, or, you know, what type of response you want to get from this Hustle, Loyalty, Respect TV series,
well,
Chicago.
Well, of course I want positive response. I don't want no, you know, I don't got time for the bashing and talking. You know, my show, it's a real reality show. When I put the show together, that's my goal. So I think we succeeded at that with the arguing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You still there, bro?
Well, Darius, how you feel?
You said what?
How you feel, Darius?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm happy this season is coming out. It's coming out today, actually. I'm sorry. We've been waiting for so long, so I'm so happy it's coming out today. I'm glad you get to see our lives and what we do from a day-to-day basis. You know, so I'm so happy. It's an honor to be a part of this cast, and I've honestly made some new friends. I'm happy I did that, so.
That's what's up. So, all right, Tristan, what's the total meaning of hustle, loyalty, respect? Because some people out there don't know what it means. I'm just saying. Hello. Uh-oh. I think we lost him. All right, he looks like we lost his line. He'll call back in a second. You did? So, all right, we'll just go ahead and jump into it. All right, Chrissy, I'll start out asking you that. You know what I mean? So how does the whole hustle, loyalty, respect theme play into the show?
Well, my hustle is I sell hair. I also got a glam squad coming out. You know, I got my own business. I got two other businesses on the side. So you definitely go see me get my hustle off. You know, my loyalty is to my family. And, you know, you got to get respect, period.
Right. Okay. Now I ain't gonna name drop. You dig? I ain't gonna name bomb or nothing. But I hear you do a couple Chicago celebrities that are really known out there. I hear you do maybe one or two of their hair. Can we expect
to see some of that
in the show?
Yes, I'm doing Katie Guy Band sewing tomorrow. You know, it's been a tragic loss. Chicago just losing people. Please pray for our city. She's been at a lot of funerals, so I haven't had time to get up with her. But she FaceTimed yesterday. She sent a client my way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. So how did you hook up with Tristan to end up even being in a reality show?
This man, he is good at promotion. He will post hourly. Like, you can't help but it just kept on popping up on my timeline. And, you know, since I've been acting for a long time, you know, I just hit his inbox up. I wasn't even going to do the show at first. But I just thought about it, like, hey, it's YouTube. Anything can happen. So I just inboxed him and got more information.
And it ended up working out, huh? Okay.
Yeah, at first it did.
What you mean by that at first? What you mean at first?
You know, he was Team Mia at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess he's chilling now.
Right, right. Well, all right, looks like we got Tristan calling back. I know, I think it dropped in the middle of our, you know, he was telling us a little bit about the show. So, yeah, Tristan, I was asking him, you know, how does the whole hustle, loyalty, respect part play into the show?
I just got to say one more thing. I was never Team Mia. Let's just get that straight. I never was Team Mia. I was always neutral between Mia and Chrissy. Me and Chrissy, they brought their butt load of garbage to me. I sorted it, and I stayed in the middle. I never picked a side. But, you know, somebody stepped on my feet, so they bit me, so I bit their ass back. So,
right, right.
You know.
What type of dog is she?
She's like one of them, she's like a humping dog that just won't stop humping your motherfucking leg. That's what she is. Speaking of dogs, I hear dogs in the... I hear dogs.
Okay. Yeah, that's the family pet over here. I'm sorry, guys.
What a coincidence. I thought it was me.
I'm not going to play with you.
Y'all got to see this show. Tell them again what time to come on tonight. Oh, Lord. Tell them again.
7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. That's the best way to look it up. Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. Once you type that in, subscribe to the channel. Trust me, all of our videos will pop up. You know, and just to get to know all the cast members, I definitely recommend everyone to check the channel out now. Look at the introduction episode where you get to know me, you get to know Chrissy, Darius, Mia, Brandon, and Ice Mike. And check out the trailer, too. You get to see what's popping this season. So, you know, I definitely recommend that everybody check that stuff out right now so y'all can have a feel for, okay, what to expect for tonight and the rest of the season.
Right, right, right. Okay. So, all right, Chrissy, go ahead and tell people, you know, your social networks, your Instagram, Twitter, and things like that if people want to get a hold of you, you know what I mean, to join your fan club or, you know, who knows.
Okay, just follow me on IG right now. I'm full on Facebook. I'm working on a second Facebook page. I'm sorry, y'all. That should be down Monday. But just follow me on IG at Chrissy, Chrissy, Beauty Hair.
Okay. Okay. Does the TV show have a Twitter and all that type of stuff there, Tristan?
We do not have a Twitter. You can follow my Instagram, the_real_Tristian, Tristian, not TIA, whatever the hell you spell it. We do have a Facebook page. You can check that out at Hustle Loyalty Respect. Or you can just add me on Facebook at Tristian Hendricks with the X at the end of Hendricks. Basically, I'm always, like Chris said, I'm always promoting, you know, whichever page you on, trust me. Even if you on her page or any of the cast member pages, you're going to find our stuff because I'm always on their pages, posting on my pages. So wherever you at, you're going to find the YouTube channel. Trust me. I promise you that. I'm always posting, promoting. I'm always doing something.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, before we get to Darius, you dig? I'm about to play this track right quick. You know what I mean? That's got Darius on, him and Ice Mike. Ice Mike will be on the show next week, also with Tristan again. You dig, doing their actual interview talking about the show. So, all right, let's get into his track right quick. This way it's called All I Do. Y'all heard it on Wet Wet Wednesday. Y'all heard it throughout the week. That's right. This is their music. So check it out. Here it goes. Monstrous Radio. Live with the Monstrous.
All I do, I swear.
Radio. So what's good, Darius, with the music? What's up, bro?
I am good. It is great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, so before I get into the music and you on the show, you dig? Let's get into you as a person, you dig? And I definitely got to go back and ask Chrissy this. Who is Darius outside of the music, outside of the TV, outside of all that? Who is Darius as a person, you dig? Are you a cashier, a father, a player, a pimp, a pastor? I mean, who is Darius?
I'm going to just say this to sum it up. Darius is a hustler. Just know that. Anything to get this money out here, just anything.
Okay, that's what's up. I imagine that's why you're on the show, because of your hustle and your grind. I can feel that.
There you go.
It is. So tell us, how did you get connected with the TV show? Hello.
Well, I think I was on Instagram, and I popped up on Tristan's page, and, he said he was looking for cast members for a show he was getting ready to do. I'm like, this could be a good avenue for me to branch off of. So he was hosting interviews at a pizza cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there and auditioned, and right off the bat, he fell in love with me. So, and the rest is history, and here I am today.
That's what's up. Did he buy you some pizza, though? That's what I want to know. How you going to have you a casting call?
He should have. He offered me a glass of water.
See, that's that.
Hey,
it is what it is.
We did eat pizza, but it was once you left. We ate the pizza once you left. I mean, you should have stayed a little longer.
Now, he quickly dismissed me. Let's get it straight. He quickly dismissed me.
I got a question for you, Darius. That song that we was just listening to, who are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Who am I? Anybody. Anybody that special.
That sound like
a love.
That sound like a love song to especially somebody. I think I know who that person may be.
I don't know.
Look, Darius playing like a true R&B guy, ain't he? Look, it's for everybody. Yeah, it might be for you. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying with his slick stuff. So, do you write your own lyrics? And who's your inspiration?
I do write. I'm a songwriter too. I do write. Who were my inspirations? I think so many.
Mm-hmm.
Me? I can't name one right now. Okay, you, Tristan. Yeah, you're an inspiration.
Well, back in the day I did used to sing and rap, but I can't do it no more, so now I kicked that to the curb and went to producing reality shows.
See you on the Ready for the World album. Didn't you, wasn't you a backup singer for Ready for the World? That wasn't you? My bad, bro. Darius, what can people to expect to see from you this season on the show?
One moment, guys. Oh, for what?
Oh, God. Did he just put us on?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Anything but.
I think he did.
Darius, we hear your conversation. Very tacky.
You said what?
Very unprofessional.
I'm sorry, guys. What was the question?
My question
for you is, when I did tell you that you was on board to the show, and this is for you too, Chrissy, when I told both of you guys that you guys were coming on to a reality show, what was y'all thoughts and how did y'all feel when I said come on board?
How did we feel?
Yeah, like you never did a reality show before, so you never even did a TV show, coming into a reality show, opening the cameras up to your personal life, which all of us did this season. How did you feel about doing that?
I was excited, actually.
Chrissy?
It was something new.
Well, I was skeptical of it because I didn't want to do the show at first. I felt like, damn, it's just YouTube. But everybody kept on coming to me like, Chrissy, you can get famous off YouTube. You need to do this show. You got the personality for it. You was made for this. So I just stepped out on faith.
My thing is,
right,
with Chrissy,
when I first interviewed Chrissy, it was when I first interviewed her and Darius, out of everybody on the show, and I'm not going against nobody else, Hustle on the show, them two are probably one of the most people that's thirsty. I like to say they thirsty because they hungry for success. You know, Chrissy,
right.
She busts her shit. She busts her ass to get her hairline out. Hell, she got her hair and Katie got dance hair. I mean, head. Other people heads. She always on face. She just always on the move. Hell, that motherfucker delivers some hair to your damn doorstep. You know, she ain't going to say come get
true.
It. She going to deliver it to your doorstep. Darius, you know, Darius, you have been in a couple of discussions about your music, and one thing about you, you always been strong to what you do. You know, you
absolutely.
Never let nobody knock that down. You know, even with the stuff that happened, I'm not going to say, you still stay strong to your music, you know. So I
tune in tonight, you'll find out.
Well, yeah, tune in tonight. I always respected that from you guys. And, you know, Mia, too. I got to give it to Mia. Mia Ball, she mm-hmm. the same way. Brandon, anyway. I got to give it to Mia, Chrissy, and Darius. Ice Mike. Oh, Jesus. I hope he ain't going to be mad. But Ice Mike, too, he's a hustler. His music is super dope. Like, man, when he first emailed me his songs, I was like, gee, if I had an Android, which I have an iPhone, I would have downloaded that song to my phone, and I would listen to it all the time. His music is pretty dope.
Okay. And definitely everybody out there listening, tune in on Monday. We will be interviewing Ice Mike and Tristan about their relationship and all the stuff they do with the show. Yes, Tristan is co-hosting tonight, but we're going to get in his ass come Monday. Get it? So make sure you tune in on Monday. And Tuesday, we got Mia Boss and Brandon. So make sure you tune out those other two shows, too. But all right, but hey, bro,
Jesus,
we got a lot
don't
of
come
people
at me
over
too
here.
Hard tomorrow.
Hey, it's going to be monstrous. When you're on the other side, you're on the other side, well, it is what it is. let's check in with some of these people and see if they got some questions that they may want to ask about the show. You dig? Is y'all cool with that? Y'all cool?
Perfectly fine. Let's do this.
Okay, that's what it do. So, all right, let's check out from my hometown first. And remember, people, if you don't want to leave a comment or you don't want to say nothing, you're just a listener. You don't have to say nothing. I'll say your number twice. You dig? Or you could just say, I'm just supporting the show or the cast members, and I just wanted to show support. We'll keep it moving. Don't let Chrissy make you think it's Harlem Nights. You dig? She hitting you with a garbage can. Now you want to shoot off her pinky toe. No, you don't have to be forced into talking. You dig? So just roll with us, and we'll get through it. So, all right, from the hometown, 612, take your phone off speakerphone, put it on regular phone, 998. You heard that bing in your ear. You want to talk on the line and ask a question? Hello. 612-998. Okay, thank you for listening. That's what's up. See, Chrissy, put the garbage can down now. Put the garbage can down. 872-202. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who we got
this
on the line?
Name. This is my name, Nene. My question goes to Chrissy. Girl, where can I lay your head? Because I love it.
Girl, follow me on Instagram, girl.
And what, how many inches it go up to?
Girl, I got 12 inches, 30 inches. I got
my question is also, I also have a question.
Yeah.
Are you doing a season two, Tristan?
Hell yeah, I'm doing a season two.
Okay, I'll be tuning in tonight, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
Thank you, Nana.
That's what's up. So, all right, let's check in with another caller. 312-286. Who we got on the line? Hello. Got a question?
We got an answer.
312-286.
Hello? This is Jordan.
It's all right. This is who?
I'm just showing my support for my cousin Tristan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, family.
That's what's up. She said she's just supporting.
Yeah, she's just supporting, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. See, support is real. You know, so, hey, call us up if you're out there listening right now, especially in the Chicago area. Let the world know y'all support each other. 424-243-9649. Let's check in with this. Ooh, a lot of numbers is popping in. I got to start tagging these. See, I didn't even tag the last one. Did I already go to this other one? 773-483. Who we got? Hello. I know that's Chi-Town. 773-483. Still got love for you. You dig? That's what's up. Let's see. We got we got another one. Here's another one. I don't think I got to this one. Did I do the 630? 632? Hello.
Yeah, what up? This Ice Mike the Rapper. What up, y'all?
Ice Mike in the house.
What's up, Ice Mike? What's going
what
on?
Up? Chilling. How y'all feel?
We are good over here, you dig? good.
So what's up, man?
What up, bro? What you want?
Well, you know, I just, you know, trying to pump it up for this show tonight. You know what I mean? Trying to get this interview with Christine Darius. You know what I mean? Get ready for your guys' interview next week. You know what I mean? So, all right, man, we'll just pretend just for a second, you dig? Hypothetically, we'll pretend you're a person on the outside. What type of question would you have for a cast member on your show?
What type of question?
Yeah.
Is you available to fuck again? Oh, no.
Or you can ask me a question. You know, it doesn't matter. Or give a shout out if you want.
Ask anybody a question. Hey, Tristan.
Yes.
Man, so what's up, man?
Look, we not gonna have another Wiley moment on damn radio now. Ask me a damn real question.
Hey, like you a fool.
Hey, you sound like you
on Monday.
You sound like you on screen, boy. All
right.
Well, we not. Look, you come on tomorrow. Me and you got our interview tomorrow. Please do not come on talking like you talking at night.
Hey, it's America. It's America, ain't it? Right?
Yeah, but damn, you represent my damn show. You coming out here so like you don't know shit. You gonna
man,
have to do that?
My fault, man. Damn, I was gonna hide shit. Damn,
you could at least wrapped up. You could at least wrapped up the song or something.
Man, hey, tune in.
Right. That's what it's all about. Hey,
Ice Mike, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If we got time, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I need everybody to go follow our Facebook page. It'll be going up on our Facebook page. Ice Mike, how you feel about that argument with me and me?
With you and me, goddamn, I was out of nowhere. You know, I was on your side, though, you know what I'm saying? I would have put up some weed, some ass food, shit, you feel me? But, hey, you know.
Well, Ice Mike, I'm not going to lie, Ice Mike hit me up and said, when you going to kick me off the show? I'm like, I can't do that. He like, man, you need to kick her off the damn show or whoop her ass or something. I'm like, damn, bro, why you come hard at me like that? But,
that was disrespectful, boy. At your own crib? Nah, it wouldn't go down like that.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm a real G. I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, already.
We got a gangster on the phone tonight.
I know. And you know how I say it around here. Don't do nothing in front of me. I'm not trying to be a witness because they try to subpoena to court and I'll have a warrant because I'm not going to show up. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
It is what it is.
There'll be no evidence.
That's it. Bye, y'all. Be easy, though.
All right.
Can we get some more callers? Can we get some more callers in? Can we get some callers, some good callers in? some callers that might have some good questions, please.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me check on. Let me check online. See if I got some other questions. Because people, don't forget, we are interactive. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let's see. While I do that, I'll bring Darius back in. And you know, let's see. So, what can people expect from the show tonight? We know it's not going to be everything tonight, but seeing that, you know, it's the world premiere, it's on for an hour, you dig, which is a big thing, because like you said, they're usually on for like 20, 30 minutes, you dig, but they got an hour tonight. So, I mean, what can the people expect from the show tonight? Is there going to be big fights tonight? What, studio sessions?
Tune in.
I can answer that question.
Okay.
I can answer that. I did watch the first episode already. Is it gonna be any fights? I'm gonna give a spoiler. Yes, it is. Any studio drama, like Darius said, stay tuned. But Darius is in the first episode tonight, so you get to see a different side of Darius. Yeah, we get to see a different side of you tonight. Chrissy, Brandon,
I'm scared.
Mia, you get to see, and Ice Mike, he's there too. You get to see all of us tonight. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. You know, we had to come hard. You know, I was on my co-producer, Orion's ass. I was like, look, this is our first episode. We got to come so hard. We got to try to, at least try to be Empire this Wednesday, which you can catch that. This Wednesday. Wait, what day is coming out? September 23rd. So, yeah, that's what our goal was. So the episode is juicy, I'm telling you. Once you end it, you're going to definitely be ready for next week's episode.
Okay.
So
we do got a question for, my bad, Chrissy, from the internet. They're asking, what type of acting have you done in the past? I'm not going to ask the whole thing because they're trying to do some freaky shit, but I'm just saying, what type of acting have you did in the past?
Well, what they trying to say? Like, I ain't never did no
you're
porn.
You a porn star?
No, they want to know if you did some porn movies.
I don't see a lot of porn for anybody. Like, but anyway, I used to act in church plays. You know, I used to do fashion shows, runways growing up. I did Empire. You know, I was on the main set and an extra on there. So, you know, I did a lot of. Yes, Empire.
The one with Cookie?
Let me tell you something. I was on the extra on Empire with Mia. This girl want to go do Dino's. They don't want to make no.
Ooh.
Ham in the ass. So we leave. She playing sick. We playing sick. So we run across Cookie. Cookie mad because the fool nest. She said, "What the fuck is this shit?" She was mad at the fool. Now I see why Pia mad at the fool.
Mhm.
So yeah, I've been acting for a long time since I was 12.
Damn, but girl, I thought you was gonna give us a good ass story.
I didn't want to get too deep in.
Well, I have a cat question for my two cast members.
There we go.
After filming season one, which was hectic, oh my gosh, stay tuned to the season. You'll see why I said that. Would you two guys do a season two with me?
Only for 20 mil.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Business is business.
Look, 20 mil, you for real? Because someone asked, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to be quiet on that one.
Will you take 10 mil on your EBT? I'm just saying.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry, I'll let them answer the question. Sorry, I'll let y'all answer.
Mia, Chrissy haven't answered that. Chrissy, would you do a season two?
Yes, I'll do a season two. This time, I'm going to try to be less drama. I just rather for it to be straight business. But anybody that do try to come at me, I'm just letting them know for season two, I'll shut you down like I did on season one.
Hold on, my question is, hey, what side of Chicago? Because anybody who knows anything about Chi-Town, it is a little divided. South side, the west side. You dig? And then it's like the Wild 100. The Wild 100 is all by the muscle itself. So, I mean, is this like just one side of Chicago, or is it, you know, filmed throughout the whole city?
We filmed wherever we felt like filming, you know, that day. It's kind of through the whole Chicago, kind of like a little, you know, it's everywhere a little bit. Yeah, everywhere.
Okay.
We didn't film just
a little bit on the west side, a little bit on the south side.
Right. We did a little bit on the west side. We've been on the south side. We even went over the east side. We've been everywhere. Yeah. We didn't just stay in one spot. Everybody got ADHD. They can't stay still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, so you got any more questions? Seeing that you're the co-host, you dig? You know, you got any more questions for the cast members or anything else you want to put out there to attract people to watch the show tonight? It's tonight. They do have other interviews, so you are approved to go ahead and promote those for the other radio stations, because here on Monsters Radio, we ain't on that little shit. We on the big stuff. You dig? We're not on that little selfish stuff. So go ahead and let the people know where else they can catch you right after this show. You dig? And anything else you want to put out there to help promote it?
Well, tonight me and Darius have an interview on Belmont Radio in Chicago. Y'all can catch that at 8 o'clock p.m. Central and 9 o'clock Eastern. For the phone number, you can have to check my Facebook and Instagram. I don't know the number by heart, but you can check my Facebook, Tristan Hendricks, or my Instagram, the_real_Tristan.
Okay, spell Tristan again, because it's not spelled the normal way.
Yeah, I don't know why my mama did that. But anyway, T-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
Right. That's what's up. Hey, just be glad your name ain't Escalade or some shit like that. I'm just saying. At least you gave your official name. let's see, what else? Yeah, no, I was letting you go ahead and finish out, do your plug. Go ahead, bro. All the radios, everything.
Well, we are on tomorrow. We are going to be on Monsters Radio. Me and Mike, Ice Mike, we're going to be on Monsters Radio tomorrow at 6:30. p.m. Central and 7:30 Eastern tomorrow night. Then we're going to catch Mia and Brandon. They'll be on same time, but that'll be Tuesday. And take over Tuesday. Well, Nora, Mia, and Brandon, they're going to probably take over your show for real, so just make sure you got thick skin.
Yeah, she got mouth for days. She got mouth for days.
Y'all can go. Okay, because we're getting close to the end of the show. So you can go ahead and tell Christy to go ahead and tell people again where they can contact you to get hair, for booking, for your acting, your photography, modeling, whatever it may be. Let the people know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you can, like I said, follow me on IG at Christy Beauty Hair. All right.
You spell Christy the regular way or the special way you spell it?
No, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y, Beauty Hair.
Okay.
All right. So y'all have a good day.
All right. That's what's up. So, all right, let me see. Let's go over here and let Darius put himself out there. Go ahead, Darius.
Oh, well, tune in tonight. Can't wait for you guys to see this season. And you can follow me, Darius_music on Instagram. And let's see, my Facebook is Official Darius. And or you can find my personal Facebook page is Prince Darius. That's with a Y. That's D-A-R-I-Y-U-S. So look me up, hit me up on Twitter, Official Darius. And yeah, hit me up, contact me, want to know anything about my music, booking, shows, anything, just contact me, let me know. So, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. And hey, this just in as a news flash, the big prince from Minneapolis said, Prince Darius, he want his name back. If you don't give him his name back when he catch it, he's going to hit you with a ooh-wee. It is what it is. Tristan, go ahead and tell people where they can find you. And I think we do got another caller. We're checking with them. That's you, 313.
Remember, like I said, tonight is the season premiere. The big, I like to call it the big season premiere. You guys can catch that at 7 o'clock tonight, p.m. Central, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. Remember, add me on Facebook at Tristan Hendricks, T-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, and Hendricks with the X, H-E-N-D-R-I-X. Or you can add me on Instagram at the_real_Tristan. And I guess I'll give my Snapchat name out, too. Or you can add me on Snapchat if you like at the_real_Tristan. Simple as that. Super simple. And like our Facebook page at Hustle Loyalty Respect.
That's what's up. And, hey, make sure you guys, when they do their posts and stuff, and especially when you go watch the show, leave a comment that you like the show, what's going on, you did whatever, whatnot, because these type of things count. It's cool that you subscribe and you like and you share, but please also leave a comment. You dig? So, all right, let's go ahead and check in with the 313 before we get up out of here, see if they got any questions or comments about the show. 313, you know who you is. You heard that bing in your ear. 313-244, who we got on the line? Hello? 313-244. Well, still, that's what's up. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You dig? So, all right, that's what it is. So, I guess on my way up out here, I got 3 minutes. I guess I can still promote the show some more. So, let's see, Tristan and Darius says good night. I'm going to go ahead and start spinning some of the another Ice Mike track. You dig? So, hey, make sure you check out all the music and the soundtrack that goes along with the show. So, all right, I hope you guys tune in. Enjoy the show. I don't even really like, I shouldn't say really like, but I don't really like too much TV. But I definitely am very interested in their show. They got me captivated. That's why I'm doing all this work to help them get them out there. So if you support me, you got to support them. So, all right, tune in tonight because we're going to talk about it tomorrow. You can ask real questions to these guys on the show. So, all right, check it out. This right here is Ice Mike. This is a song right here that got Tristan going. It's called What Wrong With Him. Ooh, we, Chicago, where y'all at? Y'all better call Ice Mike crazy ass and let him know. Hey, brother, they playing your music on Monsters Radio right now.
Okay. Okay.
Hit it.
All right.
I be putting in work.
I hate these niggas talking about Iceman. You need to go ahead and just network.
Well, fuck it. I wanna see how your girl network. Ha, get it? It's funny how I just rewind that shit like an episode of the Rugrats. Damn, I'm like fucking my hair, bro. Yeah, that shit is mighty long, damn. I don't really give a damn, cause the first off, nigga, I'm finna go in. Goddamn, what's wrong with these niggas nowadays? Talk about me like I'm falling off. What the fuck wrong with these bitch niggas all day?
What the fuck wrong with them? What the fuck wrong with them? They can hold my dick, they got a problem, goddamn, the home. What the fuck wrong with them?
Shout out to everybody that supported me since day one. I'm making sure my city come up. Goddamn, you know how it goes, son. Shot town, stand up. In the base, stand up, nigga, throw your ones up. So the light is up, pack some more brown niggas to be filling the crap. So I'm up, bitch. What the fuck wrong with him? What the fuck wrong with him? I'm feeling kinda under pressure nowadays, but I don't really give a fuck, so tell me what's wrong with him. I'm just freestyling. If these niggas didn't know, yeah, I'm in the booth now.
Damn.
I got my sayings on these, but I don't, my nigga. I still see you dope, nigga. It's how it feels.